Show here on Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Lurgyfield Jill Serkin.
I'm negative, darling. It's
You're fine. Negative. You're always negative. Oh, I see what you mean.
I'm a very positive negative person.
You're a very positive negative. Yes. Okay. Are you feeling better? Everybody was really worried about you.
Oh, were they? Yeah. Except you.
I couldn't care less.
No, no, exactly. I am better. Yesterday, I was even better. So today, I'm not as good as yesterday.
You were better yesterday, were you?
Yesterday, I was like, I woke up at 5:10.
In the morning?
Yeah. Blimey. Which is unheard of for me. You know, I'm not a milkman. And I took the greyhound out. She wanted to go out, right. So that's why I woke up.
That's not how you normally refer to the husband.
No. The new husband is very under the weather. And it's very strange because he's a lot younger and a lot fitter and a lot slimmer and all that.
Yeah.
With no underlying health condition.
These youngsters, these millennials.
I know. And first couple of days were a bit groggy, but my energy levels were a bit over the top, actually, and I was a bit too chirpy. Which was very annoying for the new husband, who was lying there on a chaise longue, gasping.
Right.
And I was far too chirpy.
What, while you were ill?
Yeah, I was very chirpy.
Chirpy?
Yeah.
Blimey.
Do you know what it is? I think it's all my homeopathy.
I know what chirpy is. It's a song by
Chirpy Cheep,
isn't it? Yeah.
And something... I was a bit seedy, let's put it that way.
I'm saying nothing. I've got no comment to make on that at all.
But I will say to all my lovely listeners, thank you for all the lovely messages. And I got dandelion leaves brought to me.
I saw that,
so sweet. I'm
munching.
You eaten
them?
Yeah.
Have you?
I ate the whole dandelion flower.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
I do.
It's a standard, you know, I'm a bit of a fan of ancient stuff. And it's one of the staple foods that people used to eat. You know, they talk about greens and beans. Wild greens and stuff was basically dock leaves, dandelions.
Bitter herbs, in other words.
Yeah, wild garlic. Well, what most people lived on.
Well, I have to apologise to the studio because I've been eating a lot of ransoms.
A what?
A lot of ransoms.
What?
Ransoms.
What?
Ransom.
What are they?
Google it.
I can't. I'm on the radio.
Ransoms, my dear, is wild garlic, as you alluded to just
now. Well, why didn't you say that? I called it wild garlic, and you went off on one about randoms.
Ransoms is
randoms.
The proper word. So I've been doing a pesto. Wild garlic pesto is really, really nice.
Right, on what? Or just the pesto?
Just, what do you mean, on what?
Well, don't you put a pesto on something?
Well, you could do a cracker or a bit of bread or a bit
would
of...
Would you spoon pesto?
We've been off our food, actually. I've lost 7 pounds.
No, hold on a minute, hold on a minute. Yeah, no, you told me about it. I know where it is. It's down the back of the sofa.
2 and 6.
You made pesto. No, I'm confused with this. I thought pesto was like a dressing.
No.
You just eat it by the spoonful, do you?
I eat it on a crust of bread or a petit cracker.
Okay. Yeah. It's interesting that you did that in French.
Or maybe on it slurged in some pasta, of course.
Because funnily enough, Jamie, my son, sent me a photograph of Bear, my grandson.
Mm.
They live in France.
He's now 3.
He's 3. He's almost 4.
Really?
And they've been out collecting pine cones. And I said to him, what are you going to do with those? And he said, he's going to take the pine nuts and make pesto.
Hang on. Pine cones have pine nuts in them, do they?
No.
I'm confused.
He's 4.
No, I'm confused. So he's going to make...
He's 4.
Yeah.
It's just...
He's collecting them.
He's collecting
so he's not really making pine nuts.
Oh, really?
Well, I thought he was, because we're talking about wild garlic and foraging.
I'm just telling you what he said to me.
I just had this vision of him trying to eat a pine cone. I was concerned. You know what they're also good for, pine cones? Bear.
Yeah, go on.
We put them... We've got a little shed at bottom of garden.
I thought you were going to say a little chef.
I'd love a little chef. At bottom of garden, we've got a little shed made by... You saw my artisan man. He was lovely, Simon.
Right.
He made it... What
did he escape?
It? He called it... had a word. It was curbside joinery or something. So he made this whole shed, Paul Andrews... All on his own.
Out in the road.
In my backyard.
Yeah.
Just himself. You know, I watched him.
I've got this wooden leg. I just saw it off and make a shed out of it.
He did talk
to the most amazing rubbish woman.
I watched him. And he sort of came in with like a little bench and some hammer and nails and all that, you know, roughy-toughy stuff.
Yeah.
And then this shed just appeared, and he was like, it was wonderful. My father would have loved to watch him work, because my father was
involved. Has he finished it?
Oh, I've sent you a picture, haven't I?
Oh, I think you did, actually.
But anyways, we've got the best gutters in the world. They're better than even on our house. We can't afford new gutters on our house. Mark, my accountant, can't afford nothing.
Yeah, he told me, he said, I've had a look at her account, she can't afford a gutter pull. I went, it's hard times, Mark.
Yeah. I keep saying, can I get my hair done, if I'm going to an event? And he says, no, he's very strict, very strict.
You did your own roots this morning.
I did my own roots yesterday morning.
I can tell.
Yeah. I did my own roots. Well, I couldn't go to the hairdresser. What's a girl to do?
It's looking good.
Thank you, darling. It's looking good.
You've got away with that, Joanna.
She hasn't missed a bit.
No. It's all done.
She just dipped her head in a bucket. That was it.
What were we doing? We were saying, I know, but you get it all over your basin and everything when you do it yourself.
Oh. It's my daughter dyed her hair green or blue or some colour over the weekend. It's everywhere. It's all over the bathroom walls. It's everywhere.
It is. It does go everywhere. You can't. And you have to sit for 40 minutes with my one. Mine one is, of course, organic and very natural. It's got no nasties in it. It's colour herb. He's been on the bunker show. So colour herb. But you have to wait 40 minutes. So you've got no clothes on, because and then you have to sit on the side of the bath, and then you try and read a book, and you've got it all over your fingers, and you've got plastic gloves on, and you cannot move.
Wasn't colour herb Dirty Harry? Wasn't he Inspector Colour Herb or something?
Wasn't that Callahan?
Oh, okay, it could have been. Yeah. Easy mistake to make.
Anyway, as I was saying about pine cones.
Yeah.
What my lovely Simon, the joinery Kirby,
the man with the wooden leg,
who makes things out of himself, and what he did was he put pine cones in my gutter so that it wouldn't get full of the the pine needles, because the little shed is cramped. I'm very, very clever.
Hold on.
I cram his little shed.
Hold on. He's blocked up your gutter so it doesn't get blocked up. How does that work then?
He's protected it, Paul Andrews, because the pine cones, if you think of them, they've got little spiky bits, right?
Yeah.
So the pine needles,
yeah.
What the shed is built underneath
tree. Yeah.
So all the pine needles clog it up, of course.
Yeah.
But these little pine cones, this is all nature.
Yeah, just explain how it works, yeah.
Little pine needles come down and they get stuck in the pine cones.
Doesn't that make the blockage bigger?
No.
What?
It all runs through, because the pine cones are big and so the water can run round them. Picture it.
Right, so it's to stop the drain getting blocked up by washing the pine needles down to the drain. Is that what you're saying?
No, because what I do is I have to shake the pine needles out every now and then.
See, I knew there was a drawback to it. You have to get a ladder, don't you? Go up to the gutter, take all the pine cones out and empty them. Yeah, I got it.
Actually, I've got a very good gutter man. If I could afford him, Mark, I'd get him round. Because everything's gone up, hasn't it?
Tell me about it.
I mean, really.
Yep.
The old... I'm actually considering, because when my kids were young... COVID. When my kids were young... We used to, because, they were very bright kids, but the television thing, you've got kids, you've got lovely Josh, haven't you? But during the summer, we'd spend our whole time going, can you turn the telly off now? Can you turn the telly off now? Can you turn the telly off now? Beautiful day, go out and play cricket or whatever. So we decided, Paul Andrews, to take the television away to stop all these arguments with three children.
Oh, you evil mother.
We took it away from April till October, and we locked it in a little cupboard, quite a big cupboard, actually. And... Do you know, after the first week, they forgot all about it. It's the best thing. So we're looking at our Netflix and our everything that's kept us going. And we think, see what Mark, our accountant, says later, but we think we might get rid of it all through summer and then get it.
A lot of people are, because,
it's all 40 quid here and 50 quid there and da-da-da.
I got my energy bill assessment. They're having a laugh. My energy bill has gone up, by £3,000 a year to £7,400. However, they're very kind. They wrote to me, this is Octopus Energy, they wrote to me and they said, so that you don't suffer any more, should the price change again, you can fix it at a fixed rate for 12 months where it won't fluctuate. Great. How much is that? That will be £12,000 a year.
Crazy.
Oh, my days.
Absolutely bonkers.
It would be cheaper to set fire to the house.
And move. I mean, we have our very own friendly accountant in the studio today. Mm. So you can tweet in your questions to Mark Telford. Mm. You'll find him on the Twitter at Kent_accountant. Mm. And also you can tweet me in the lovely old Vanilla Web at Vanilla Web at Jules Serkin. So if you have any questions about what's happening on the changes, let's put Mark Telford on the spot and ask him. And we also have in the studio a beautiful goddess. We have Joanna Birch Jones of Goddess Aesthetics. You can find her on the Twitter at Kelly, K-E-L-L-I and Joe, and Goddess Aesthet, A-E-S-T-H-E-T 1, because Twitter doesn't let you have a long handle. And again, any beauty problems that you have, or any, oh, Miller, we'll talk about Miller. Milia.
Little white
I get
spots.
Millias.
What's that?
Milia, little spot there.
Oh, little white spots.
Yeah, and like I have
we used to call them milk spots.
Did you? Yeah. Did you? Is that what
they are? They are little milk spots.
Oh, I get them. And Rebecca Nutt, who is in my area, of course.
You get Rebecca Nutt as well.
She removes them for me, the little zap thing.
Yeah.
They're usually in the blusher line. Mm. Do you get that, Paul?
In my blusher line.
You get them on the forehead and around by your
eyes. It's really annoying. And they just annoy me.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, things like that annoy me.
Yeah.
And who might our sponsor be?
This week's show sponsor is the lovely folks that we do social media with, the Social Media Gym. Oh. And they've got a big event happening very soon, so check them out. WeDoSocialMedia.co.uk.
Because, you know, when we had the lovely Neville Gaunt on, was it like the 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? Before my...
Yeah.
You know what?
You've missed a week, haven't you?
Yeah.
You don't know what happened last week. You didn't even listen to us, did you?
Because I get so fed up being in. Oh, I'd forgotten how to drive. I got in my car today.
Well, obviously, because you went round half of Kent to get here.
Well, I got in and I thought, how does this work? But the new husband did find me some petrol, which was good. He went out on a Saturday night very valiantly. Somebody tweeted me.
Were you looking for petrol or diesel?
I'm diesel, and then the other car
say,
is
because
petrol.
You use AdBlue, I know you do, so that's diesel. So
a bit of both, because we've got the Honda as well. We've got the dog car.
Yeah.
The dog car is a very poor car, Mark, in case you're wondering why we've got two cars.
Because
he's writing it all down, you know.
Yeah, I know. He's making a note. Yeah. He's gonna submit it to HMRC.
Yeah, exactly. Has two cars.
Yeah. Along with your confirmation statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, yes, I did go to church.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I was confirmed,
anyway,
actually.
I've forgotten what I was going to say now.
It was about petrol and diesel and AdBlue.
No, I knew that you were diesel, and there is actually a shortage of diesel, whereas the petrol was caused by those idiots blockading the ports, blockading the terminals. But there is actually a bit of a shortage of diesel at the moment, because we used to actually get a lot of our diesel from Russia.
Well, I do think, I mean, when I used to live in Cairo, and when I last visited Cairo...
You went by camel, didn't you?
I went by camel, And I was shocked that they import their flour for their beautiful bread. They make the best bread, you know, they make these beautiful flatbreads. So you'll go to the best hotel in Cairo, so I can't remember the name of it now, but one of the top ones, no, better than Hilton. It'll come to me. Meridian or one of them. Anyway, and you have this lush hotel with these beautiful palm trees and big swimming pools, and everything's perfect. And then you have the Egyptian ladies kneeling down doing the khubza, the bread, the flatbreads, on the fire. And it's just beautiful. And it's just, so they're doing the flatbreads. Fresh.
But why
it's
were you
amazing.
Why were you surprised that they imported the wheat from that?
Because I think also coffee, because I'm shocked, because they've got a very green and fertile land in Egypt.
I've explained this to you before.
Go on, tell me again. I forgot you were Egyptian.
No, it's got nothing to do with being Egyptian, is it?
I don't even
walk like an Egyptian. plants grow, in seasons.
Oh, yeah, here we go. It's the season one, yeah.
Yeah, you can't have wheat if it's already grown and you've already used it. You have to grow it again, yeah? So one of the only benefits of globalisation is we import stuff from all over the place. It's the same with animals. Everybody goes, why do we get sheep from Australia when we've got lambs on Romney Marsh?
Could be
well,
New
because
Zealand,
the lambs run out in April, don't they, when they're all bloody sheep.
Well,
by
that's
then.
Why I've got a hogget.
You've got a hogget, exactly.
Yeah. Hoggets is a one-up from a baby lamb, you see, and one down from a mutton. It's a hogget.
It's a teenager.
Yeah.
Learn something new.
A little bit tougher than a lamb, but less than a mutton.
I'm not even going to go into that.
I just have to look at him. Thinking about, does it with
talking of mutton, are we going to start the show, Paul?
We could start it, yeah. I could read a tweet, couldn't I?
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, because really, I'm convalescing. I only came for the fun of seeing Joanna and Mark.
Exactly, yeah. Chips and Dinks have tweeted, Business Bunker, Easter show, getting us in the mood for Easter break. Will you have Easter eggs from the Easter Bunny in the studio today instead of biscuits?
And what did I say to you? That you were going to dress up as a big fat rabbit?
She wanted me to dress up as a big fat rabbit. And no, we haven't got any Easter eggs or biscuits.
And he's coming in a black T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. And
the most un-Easter... look, at least I've made an Eastery effort.
Really? Listener, she looks like a deck chair.
It's like a little stripy Easter egg, isn't it, Joanna? Yeah. Joanna, and look at Joanna.
More colourful.
Yeah. And Joanna's in this beautiful pale... that's a beautiful colour.
Uh-huh.
Mark hasn't made a lot of effort to look Eastery either.
He's relaxed, right. Isn't he? He's off duty.
Yeah, he's got a little dark.
The boys are bland.
Yeah. We like colour, don't we?
Yeah,
darling?
We do, definitely.
Anyway, carry on.
Thank you. Paragon Drones have tweeted, Jules and Vanilla Web. Hi, Paul. Welcome back, Jules. It wouldn't be Tuesday without the music and banter. We love a mention and looking forward to the cheesy tunage.
Smashing. And the lovely Tazy 64, that's Tracy, is asking what I'm pausing because I'm trying to write to her at the same time. What does ransoms look like? And I said it's dark green leaves.
They're big leaves, aren't they?
Yeah, dark green leaves. It's only quite a short season for foraging.
And if you're talking wild garlic, I mean they are quite pungent as well, aren't they?
Oh, my fridge stinks when I make pesto.
Yeah.
But yeah, pesto is funny. You've got this sort of fixed idea about pesto because we just pop it on a little bit of bread or swirl.
Yeah, no, I realise you. But what I said was,
but you could eat it by the spoon.
Yeah, but does anyone do that? I mean, you can eat Marmite by the spoon if you really wanted to, but does anyone do that?
Well, the person I do, yeah, the person that invented the Marmite with nuts.
She is a martyr to Marmite with crunchy peanut butter in it.
Oh my goodness, the person that invented Marmite with crunchy peanut butter is a genius because you've got your salt and you've got your fat. Ooh. Yeah, well, love it or hate it.
The Marmite I love, but
do
not
you?
With crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, it's just, I mean,
that's like peanut
I
butter
cannot...
and Jell-O sandwiches. It just doesn't go.
Oh, actually, it does. You see, I like all sorts of funny things, really. But I do like even marmalade on sort of savoury things. Do you like marmalade?
I do like marmalade
on a savoury
toast.
Yeah,
that's it.
what else would you have it on?
It depends on my mood.
Do you have it with pesto or what?
I feel under siege. You know,
marmalade.
Look,
pesto.
Yesterday I was lying in a hammock with some raw garlic and some beetroot, which is all I could eat. I've lost 7 pounds, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, you said
it's all fluid. Oh, yeah. I tell you, the weirdest thing. This happened to me. I tell you another story. How long we got? But
we finished the show
about 4 years ago. I went on a very strict thyroid diet for my diet, Joanne. And it was with a doctor called Amy Myers, MD, American. So I cut out certain things, so like all the usual things like gluten and all that. But I cut out quite a lot of other things like grains and nuts and all sorts. And after about 6 days, I felt absolutely amazing. No lie, I felt like a light bulb was being switched on, really perky. And then I got this withdrawal symptom, which I can only describe as cold turkey that a drug addict would go through. Where the fluid retention, you know, women get fluid retention if they eat certain things that don't suit. Maybe men do too, but not as much, I don't think. But it's a hormonal thing. So as the fluid was leaving my body, because I'd cut out all these things that my body, it caused inflammation, I was literally writhing around in bed.
In agony,
from the thighs and the bum, where all the water
legs
goes.
Legs up the wall, drainage.
Yeah, oh, you know about all this.
Legs up the wall.
Well, let me tell you, same thing.
Mark and I are just looking at each other and going,
with COVID, I lost my appetite, which is unheard of. Paul Andrews has known me for 100 years. He knows I've never lost my appetite ever in my life. So I was living on like raw garlic soup and beetroot. It was all I fancied, like beetroot salad with raw garlic, like slivers, beautiful. And I got the same thing. for 2 days I was writhing. It was worse than COVID.
On that note, I'll leave you with a picture that she sent me partway through this of
my
her,
tongue.
Of her inserting a garlic bulb into her ear. And I still don't know why she was doing it. But she sent me this picture going, I've just put garlic in my ear, so don't ring me because I can't hear you. I have no idea.
It's an anti...
It's an anti-inflammatory thing.
I thought it was an anti-person thing.
Well, no, that's only when you eat it.
Yeah.
Which I have been. I do apologise. But I phoned Tim Rees, who's on the Twitter. He's on my Twitter, at Tim Rees, I think he is. He's a nutritionist, to ask him why I was getting this, and he said it's, you know, the toxins
coming out.
So you know about this, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
So will you tell us more?
Okay, well, hold on. Before we run out of show here.
Yeah, well, this is another show. This
is
a
whole
other show.
We're going to talk to Joanna in a moment, and we're going to talk about all this kind of stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
But first, we need to introduce her by way of some cheesy tunage.
Oh, yeah, what we got?
Well, you see, what I thought was, you know, I'm old and knackered and fat and ugly and my skin's rubbish.
Are you?
Yeah, so I thought, this is what I need.
Eddie Grant,
give me hope, Joanna.
I just
have in the cream.
Will make Joanna see how everybody could live as one. Oh, give me hope. Chalice Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out chaliceifa.com.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Loch Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially-minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
Oh, give me hope, Joanna. Come on, give me hope. Give me hope.
I'll try.
Yeah, that's a really good song. I love a little bit of Eddie Grant.
Mm. Yeah.
My daughter, Sydney, her middle name is Joanna.
Is it?
And she always sings.
I thought you were going to say it was Eddie.
It's Grant.
Could be Edie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says, why do you call me Joanna? And it was also Scott Walker, Joanna.
Yes.
Also another good
one.
Song. Yeah. Yep.
Why'd you call her Sydney?
I'll tell you why. I was...
Sid Charisse.
I was about 7 months pregnant, and I ambled into a theatre in London, and they had back in my heyday, darling, when I used to live in London.
Yeah, before the war.
Yeah, yeah. And they had all these Victorian actresses on the pictures.
I told you,
on
before the First World War.
And actually, Sydney was a very famous Victorian actress's name. It was quite common in the olden days for women.
Yeah.
But
when Sid Charisse, I just told
of
you.
Of course, different spelling though. That.
Yeah, it was with a C.
Oh yeah, well, often, and there's also Sidonie. But I tell you something. When she was about 4, I took her to a party in Clapham, where I used to live in my heyday. And I'm a bit of a has-been now, Joanna. But Mark will tell you when he's always nagging me
no
for
comment.
My cunt. I went to a party, all these little girls, and there was a Sydney, my daughter. There was an Adelaide there as well. How bizarre.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And of course, you got Victoria.
And old Brisbane, she came along afterwards as well, didn't she? Yeah.
And look, if you go to Walsh, you've got Victoria as well as Adelaide
in exactly.
Sydney.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they are actually female names.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we going to talk to Joanna now?
Have I ever done what?
Are we going to talk to Joanna now?
Well, if we could get a word in edgeways with you, we could even start the show.
I think so.
Well, go on then, or do you want me to do it?
Well, no, I can.
Well, I don't mind.
In the studio, we have the lovely Joanna Birch-Jones, who has a fabulous son called Joshua, who's quite famous as well. I must mention him. And Joanna, tell me the proper name of your aesthetics clinic, because I haven't got it in front of me.
It's Goddess Aesthetics.
There you are. And tell us what you're doing and where you're based. It's near Sevenoaks, isn't it?
It is. It's actually based in West Kingsdown.
Yeah.
And I started the business back in 2020, just before... the lockdown, which really wasn't quite clever, but
it's funny you say that, Joanna, but starting businesses in times of difficulty is actually quite a smart
challenge.
Thing to do. No, it is quite a smart thing to
it was
do.
A challenge.
Yeah, exactly. But if you can survive that, you can survive anything. Yeah. Any old idiot can start a business when everything's brilliant.
True, actually. It was hard work.
All
but
power
it was,
to you.
Yeah, but it was worth it at the end of the day.
What can I just ask, first of all, are you a qualified beauty therapist?
I'm not a qualified beauty therapist, no. I'm an advanced aesthetics practitioner.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, don't do beauty. I don't do eyelashes.
So a little bit of Botox, a little bit of filler.
It's all the aesthetics. So, yes, it's Botox.
Wow.
Just for those of us that don't know what you're talking about, just go over what aesthetics is. What does it mean?
It's a great word, isn't it?
Not you. I don't want to hear from you.
It's a great word.
I want to hear from Joanna.
Well, it's aesthetics. It's making everything look beautiful, isn't it?
Right,
we're enhancing things. So that's what I do. So I do lip fillers. I do Botox. I do dermal fillers for cheeks, chins, jaws, all that kind of thing.
That's the kind of information I was after.
Yeah, but I kind of specialise in non-surgical body contouring. That's my kind of...
What did she just say?
non-surgical body contouring.
I do that as well. Yeah. I specialise in that. Normally through eating too much
pie
food.
And chips.
Yeah, exactly.
But can we just go back to the writhing that I was having when I did my 6-week elimination diet, and also with COVID when I was just eating beetroot and garlic?
Yes.
Tell us about this writhing pain. Agony it was.
Well, that's inflammation of the joints, isn't it? And also sometimes your lymphatic system can kind of get stuck.
It wasn't my bones, it was my actual flesh.
Yeah.
You know, muscles, like a dragging, pulling of muscles.
No, it will be. Then you've actually got a blockage somewhere, so you need to clear that.
So can I come and see
I can guarantee there's a blockage somewhere there.
So would I come and see you for lymphatic drainage?
Yes, that's exactly what the LipoFirm Pro machine does.
Yeah, what you do, I know how you do this.
Put your pine cone.
You get a pine cone and you shove it up.
I'm going to put that in the guttering.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'll put pine cones in your guttering, Jules, you'll be fine.
As Paul Andrews would say, let's talk to somebody sensible.
All right.
So lymphatic drainage. So
Drainage, yes, there's varying kind of things to get your lymph system moving. And I obviously use the LipoFirm Pro in clinic for that, along with some various other fat dissolving gels that also speed up.
There you are, Paul.
Lymphatic drainage and fat dissolve. So, yeah.
Okay, this is very interesting. So, I actually, it was so bad, I had to take an aspirin, and I didn't have to take one for my COVID. I had to take a painkiller.
Well, the best thing that you could have done in that situation, having that swelling and that fluid retention as such, which
again, it was going.
Yeah, well, it will go, but the best thing you could do is literally lie on the floor and put your legs up the wall, because you've got your lymph nodes in your groin, so that's the fastest way to actually drain everything out for your lymphatic system, so you'd actually wee a bit more.
And to be quite honest,
you should have phoned me.
I was. Yeah. I was weeing all the time,
you
but I was eating dandelion leaves as well.
Well, yes, that's a bit of a diuretic.
Curetic.
Legs up the wall when you get blocked like that in future, Jules.
My new husband would love that.
Well, it's your standard mode, isn't it, after a Saturday night on a Prosecco?
Yeah. So what is happening at the moment? So what are young women and older women like me looking done?
Well, you don't need to look done, because less is more. But obviously, since COVID, we haven't been able to go out. We haven't been able to do anything. Everyone kind of got into this daily routine of wearing lounge suits and not even bothering, let alone wearing high heels. And exactly. You kind of got a bit comfy. But you were told you couldn't go out. You couldn't have any beauty treatments done. You couldn't have your nails done. You couldn't have your hair done. Obviously, people gained weight because there was not really much to do at home apart from eat and gorge
drink.
A little bit and drink.
Yeah.
So obviously then when lockdown kind of ceased and everyone could get back into the swing of things, the beauty industry kind of kicked off a tad. So everyone was getting their hair done, their nails done. But moreover than that, body contouring kind of took precedence. Well, it did in my clinic anyway.
Can I just ask, and I'm trying to be sensible here without her, explain to me body contouring. What does it involve, and what is its objective?
Well, its objective basically is to reshape your body at the end of the day. And like I said, I have a LipoFirm Pro machine, and I also use products from a company called Liquid Lipo Limited, which I stumbled across back in 2020. You're going to ask me another question.
Sorry, I'm fascinated. I'm just fascinated by this, but I don't want to get. You've got a lipo machine. Is that are we talking like liposuction, where you suck fat out of people?
I don't actually physically suck the fat out of people. No.
Not yourself. You've got a machine to do it.
I have a machine which does exactly what liposuction does,
right,
without the anaesthesia, the downtime, or the recovery.
Right.
And it's called the LipoFirm Pro machine.
Okay.
Which, again, reduces cellulite. You have instantaneous inch loss from that, and you can lose a dress size. Men have come and have this treatment with me as well, so I can actually streamline your stomach and potentially give you abs back.
Is there a surgical procedure with this? You know, do you physically
have to... Non-invasive.
Right, that's the word I was
non-invasive.
Looking for.
Non-invasive. Okay. Everything that I do in clinic is non-invasive. I mean, obviously, I do have a treatment, which is Aqualix, which is a needle injection to obviously... Right. You know, break fat down, but I go down the non-surgical route. So I use fat dissolve gels from a company called Liquid Lipo Limited. I'm an exclusive stockist for them in Kent, and I use that in conjunction with the LipoFirm Pro from AES Solutions.
Okay.
So it works wonders. You have a kind of a double-edged sword here, so I can literally make women and men lose inches instantaneously.
Wow.
I can imagine this before people go on holiday, before people get married, the whole wedding dress thing as
well. Yeah, all of that, mother of the bride, brides, all kinds of people.
I don't know if you do this. I used to see, I'm going to be a bit silly here because I don't know what the technical terms for it is, but I used to see this where they used to wrap people in cling film as well.
Yeah, yeah, the wraps. Yes. Seaweed wraps and things.
You can actually have a wrap with this. Yeah.
And you again, can eat it later.
Well, you can, yes. And I mean, that was kind of my saving grace in that lockdown in 2020. I actually provided home kits with the fat dissolved gel in that people could use themselves for 3 or 5 days so they could actually kickstart their fat loss journey, right, by doing it themselves. So that helped me obviously earn a little bit of an income while we were locked down.
Absolutely.
I love the way that businesses have had to evolve.
We've had to adapt. Yeah. We've had to adapt.
Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right. I put on stone after stone after stone while we were locked down. And I, for the last few months, I've been trying to lose it all by not eating. I'm just interested in what you were saying about all these treatments. Are these things that you would need to do on a fairly regular basis, though?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'm not saying that this is a replacement for going to the gym and working out. I'm saying this is an add-on and an in conjunction with.
Yeah.
So healthy diet.
Exactly.
Exercise.
It's a lifestyle change. Yeah. You know, it's like anything. When you start to lose the weight, you see the benefits. You want to maintain that. Mm. I mean, you're certainly not going to go out and eat KFC every single night after you've had this done, because you're going to ruin everything you've just done and paid for.
Yeah.
So it's basically to incentivize and motivate you to literally want to carry on.
Yeah.
You know, eating healthily and going to the gym. Everyone gets stubborn pockets of fat that you can't shift. Yeah. That goes without saying. It'd be stuck behind the muscle anywhere. So this just basically adds to that.
Right.
Give you much better results quicker. Yeah.
So I'm assuming, like, if for instance, in a few weeks' time, I'm doing a presentation, an award ceremony, and I'm going to get my monkey suit out of the wardrobe, and it ain't going to fit.
You better come and see me.
So I've got to come and see you, and you can slim me down a little bit, so I can get my trousers.
There you go. Come and do a session with me.
A little demo. I'll video it.
Yeah,
live,
and we'll see how many inches you lose.
I walked straight into that, didn't I, Mark? I walked straight into that.
Are there any contraindications to that sort of treatment?
Yes, obviously we have to do a medical consent form with everybody. If you do have a contraindication like diabetes and autoimmune deficiency, obviously depending on what it is, then we can't treat you. Again, cancer patients, you must be 5 years clear.
Especially if you're messing around with lymph.
Well, exactly. You don't want to be tempting fate or dislodging anything else.
When I had COVID, I was really sore all here, and I was doing this little lymph massage.
Lymph drainage, yeah, exactly.
I'm doing lymph drainage.
Yeah,
you should. Exactly. So, yes, there are some contraindications we have to take into account, because it's not for everybody at the end of the day if you have metal plates or anything like that. So from, you know, a practitioner's point of view, you must do a medical consent. That is a big, big, big starting point. Some ladies I've had to turn away, you know, and it's as upsetting as it is, because they want the help and everything else. I've had to say, look, I'm really sorry, but your medication is going to cause a problem, or, you know, medical condition you have, I can't treat you.
Yeah,
I can't
absolutely.
Do it. So you have to be sensible. There's a lot of people out there that would do it regardless.
Mm.
I won't take that chance.
No, it's not,
it's
not worth it. Yeah,
no,
yeah, absolutely right.
Not from a health point of view anyway.
So how many people do you employ?
I don't. It's just me.
All you. And so do you do nails and things as well?
No, I don't do nails
so
at all.
So do you do eyebrow tattooing?
No, I don't
what
do any of
call that.
That? Don't do any of that. Don't do any microblading or anything like that. I literally just specialise in aesthetics and non-surgical.
Are they speaking Klingon? I don't understand.
It's been a long time since you microbladed, isn't it?
I have no idea. You could be speaking Chinese.
It's a long time
Chinese,
since you've had shellac nails.
It's a long time since I've had any nails.
So I'm just looking at this. So tell us about your Botox and your filler. Because I used to have a bit of Botox, and then the lady that did it was a dentist, a very nice lady, and I saw her for years, and then one time she went absolutely wild without asking me, and she did
took her teeth out.
She did a facial peel, which I thought was going to be microdermabrasion. And she said,
I like a bit of microdermabrasion.
And I reacted. She told me not to wash it off.
No, that's right.
As that night, as it said in the instruction, she said, no, leave it on. And I had a really bad reaction to it.
Not everyone is a candidate for chemical peels.
I am not. And then lovely Rebecca offered me one, which she said was, I can't remember the name. I'll text it to you.
Biorepeal or something, maybe?
No, alluvial. Alluvial? Anyway, it was a less of a chemical one, and I reacted even to...
Wasn't that a biblical flood?
Noah, that is. I reacted even when they put the cleanser on.
Yeah, well, some
so
people can.
So facial peel is not for me. It's funny, isn't it?
Facial peels are not for everybody. And again, you have to sit down and do a consent with the client on this as well, to find out kind of what skin type you have and everything else. So again, not everyone is a candidate, but that's the whole point of coming in for a consultation, to sit down, have a chat with the client, find out, you know.
And it's about trust, about isn't it? Getting to know someone. And I never went back to that lady, and I've been to her for 3 years.
You wouldn't, it would put you off.
Yeah, she gave me a refund, but it was horrific.
She gave me your fat back, did she?
Yeah. But you see, this is part of the problem, because your face is the first thing everyone sees.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer.
Not always with Jules.
You know, I'm a firm believer, you know, you can always, natural beauty, you can enhance that. You don't have to make anyone look, you know, trout poutish or anything like that. Yeah. You don't have to. If you tweak it properly, then you can have some beautiful aesthetics.
I have to say to the listener who can't see Joanna, she looks absolutely beautiful and very natural and elegant. And I was watching the Dubai show that was on, you know, about lifestyle in Dubai. And I said to my new husband, I said, my goodness, to live in Dubai, you have to have these lips that just come out, you know, and these eyelashes.
I know.
And it's like a body dysmorphia almost, where it becomes normal to have these huge lips.
It does.
And that whole, Kardashian, the whole big bum thing. And, you know, girls are having implants in their bottoms,
which is the wrong thing to do, really. Yeah. It's quite dangerous, to be fair.
Hugely dangerous.
I mean, yes, it works for some people. It doesn't work for others. There's an awful lot of fat transference from one body part to another. Again, people kind of get disillusioned with all of that. It's perfect when it's first done, but what they don't tell you is the maintenance and the upkeep that you have to have with like a BBL,
Which is a
Brazilian bum lift. You have a lot of maintenance for it, and you need a machine like I have, the Lipofirm Pro machine, to keep on massaging and putting it into place. It can sink, it can move, it can go elsewhere. So, you know, everything, there is a cost with everything. You have to maintain everything. Once you start,
you carry on. So you've got some potions here. Run us through what you've brought in.
Okay, I stumbled across this company and this wonderful lady, Kirsty, from Liquid Lipo Limited back in 2020. And
again, the name, Liquid Lipo.
Liquid Lipo, but it does what it says on the tin. It is Liquid Lipo. It shreds fat. And that piqued my interest, because back in 2013, I did the disastrous thing of having liposuction myself. Nearly killed me, came home in a box. And I thought, okay,
That because it was a bad practitioner? Or?
No, it wasn't a bad practitioner. I just had a few complications, and it was just a big disaster in the hospital thereafter. So, yeah.
Was that because you had a contraindication to having it?
A boil went on the move in my abdomen, which we would treat over here with antibiotics. It would just be nothing, really. But in France, apparently, no. It's a whole big another story. But it kind of led me on to wanting to find out more about a natural way of doing this, but still having some amazing results. You know, there are thousands and thousands of things that you see online that you think, oh, that's good. Does it work? No. Does it? Heck no, it doesn't. But this actually does. So I got in touch with her and I said, look, I'm in Kent. I've got a practice in Kent. I said, I'd really like to have your products. What do I need to do? So I came on board with her, paid for my training and everything else, became an advanced practitioner and an exclusive stockist for her in Kent. And the rest is history. We just have ways of helping ladies and men, for that matter, to actually get rid of fat cells.
Because often the women and the men are, it's a difference. So women are much more hormonal, aren't they?
Yes.
There's no flies on her, is there?
No. Well, you never know nowadays.
Well, she's
not
a member of the Labour Party, because she can tell the difference for a start.
Exactly.
She's not a todger dodger, let me tell you.
Don't go there. Do you know the difference, Paul Allen? You know, hormonal. And of course, we have women that have, like myself, cesarean tummies.
Yes, we do. And again, we have also lotions and potions in the clinic that can help with that, because with cesarean scars in particular, and I do see an awful lot of ladies with that, and I help them too, not just with the machine but with these gels. Kirsty, she's a biochemist, she's developed these herself just because she had some problems many years ago with endometriosis, which caused fibrous and scar tissue in her tummy. And there was nothing on the market to dissolve that or even to help ease the pain of it, to be fair. So she devised, obviously, a thermogenic gel, which is the little daddy. Nobody can have this at home, by the way. This is an in-clinic gel.
Why is that?
Just because of the strength of it, to be fair. It has to be administered properly.
And what does it do?
It literally shreds through scar tissue, fibrous tissue.
That for my
and
cesarean.
Obviously, you know, severe visceral fats and everything else, it breaks through that. And, you know, people may sit there and go, yeah, really, right? Well, I've got hundreds of women that it's actually worked on.
Wow.
So,
and what's it called?
It's a thermogenic gel. It does heat up, yes. I actually apply that in a wrap with cling film, as you were saying earlier, Paul, in clinic prior to a lipofirm treatment or a cavitation treatment.
Cavitation?
Cavitation, again, is just, you know, like fat dissolve. Okay. Same kind of thing.
She makes it all sound so easy. It like, is. All this fat solving.
It really is easy. Well, it's not hard. It's really not.
I would hope. I hope she would find it easy because she's a qualified practitioner. And it's what she does. If I went in there and she went, "Oh, blimey, this is really hard. This is. I don't know. I think I wouldn't last very long."
No, yeah. I've actually had some fabulous clients come through my door, all kind of thinking that nothing can help them, nothing's going to work, they're not going to lose weight, they're not going to reshape their bodies, and I just sit there as long, again, as you said earlier, Jules, as long as there's no contraindications, I can and I will help you. And we've had some amazing results, absolutely sensational results. I've managed to get rid of scar tissue, fibrous tissue, I've eased the pain and pressure away from scar, cesarean scars, all kinds of things. And women do lose inches. There's no two ways about it.
Wow. And what about upper arms? Because that's always a thing for women, isn't it?
You can still use the liquid lipo gel on upper arms. You can do it at home on yourself in a home kit.
My bingo wing.
You
can
do that. Yeah.
You can even do that without using the machine. But this machine does have an arm setting. And it works wonders. It literally does tighten and firm.
Excellent.
Blimey.
So we have all the tricks of the trade.
And tell us about your... I've got a little gift here, Paul.
You have.
While you open the bag that John has bought you and you describe the contents, do you have many men that come to you?
Yes, I'm getting more and more men coming through now. Yeah. More and more inquiries kicking in for the men. Okay. I've had quite a few people, quite a few men through the door, actually, and they've been blown away by the treatment. They can't believe they've lost inches, to be fair.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm looking at this, and you'll have to run me through because it's a very, very beautiful bottle, I must say. And it says Hydro
Osmosis.
Oh, osmosis. Mm. Replenishing HA.
Hyaluronic acid.
Hyaluronic.
Obviously.
This is a big buzzword, isn't it? The hyaluronic acid.
Well, we all have hyaluronic acid our bodies, but as you get older, that kind of depletes. So you need to replace.
Mine is depleted, Paula.
I can see.
Little bag.
So that little bottle of magic there, and there's also a rewind one. That's the day one. This is the night one, rewind.
What does that one actually do?
It plumps, it hydrates and puts moisture back into your skin. That's so it will aid your fine lines and wrinkles and everything else.
Mm. Right.
And it will just basically make your skin look brighter, tighter and lighter.
Mm. Blimey.
Do you want to be brighter, tighter and lighter?
Well, you've got a pot as well, Paul, and in 5 days' time, that's why I've brought you down a pot each, because in 5 days' time, you're both going to use it daily, and then you're both going to see how good your skin looks.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, we're going to be back on the radio, all glowing, aren't we?
I've got a feeling that Mrs. Amanda at home might steal a bit of that, though.
Do you think?
Amanda will definitely love that cream.
I think you need to hide it, Paul, down in his shed or somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Applying cream in a shed. Hold on.
But he's got a man shed, you know.
Oh, the man cave.
Yeah, it's got pine cones and everything.
Okay, so how's the energy thing going to affect your business, your clinic? Do you know yet?
I don't really know yet, to be fair. I mean, obviously, I've got electricity in my clinic. We'll just have to see how it goes. It's been a price hike for everyone, apparently 54% price increase. So we'll just have to see how it goes. Yeah. Obviously, that would have a knock-on effect because then I would probably have to, you know, change my pricing structure. Mm. Yeah. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm more results-based than I am cost-based, which sounds daft because obviously I'm in a booming industry right now where everyone's kind of coining in, but I'm results. I want to see the results. I want everyone talking about this and feeling happy about themselves, so that means more to me really than cost. But obviously it would have to be addressed if it's going to be a significant rise in my expenditure.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, my outlay.
This is the problem we all face, isn't it? Mm. That as all these fixed prices rise.
But it's had a knock-on effect even down to the cost of the products that you have as well. So, as practitioners, we're trying to keep it, you know, on a level. But, you know, invariably, we have to hike up the prices. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
And Botox and filler?
Yes.
So you've got a little needle?
Yes, you get a little needle. I stab people in the forehead around by the eyes and eliminate deep set wrinkles and freeze muscles and that kind of thing. And dermal fillers as well, just to aid. So maybe the lips, the cheeks, chins, jaw.
Polyfiller.
No, polyfiller, you can't do that.
The neck is a really difficult area for women, isn't it? Because I've been looking at the old neck as I get older and... it's not a very pleasant thing. And you can look at even older actresses. Yeah, a little turtleneck. So tell us about necks.
Okay, well, I do two treatments in clinic for necks. Obviously, we can retain a little bit of fat under here, the little duck bill, as I call it. But again, I use liquid lipo fat dissolve with a chin strap in clinic, and then after chin that's on strap. For about yes,
when,
chin strap.
Hold on. When she's got the chin strap on,
yes.
Can she talk?
Yeah, oh yes. Oh, yeah, you can. Who you can still talk.
I was going to buy her a treatment then.
Yeah, no, you have that on for 20 minutes, unless it's thermogenic, it's a little bit less. And then I use radio frequency for skin tightening with the LipoFirm Pro
I've
machine.
I've got a feeling I'm going to be going
You have
up
to come down,
lot.
Jules. Yeah, you have to come like down, yeah. Definitely. Like but it does, you know, radio frequency obviously, you know, aids skin tightening. Mm. So that's a perfect thing you can use. Mm. Or you can actually have Profilo.
What's Profilo? It sounds like an apple pie, doesn't it?
Filo pastry. It's a type of pastry.
Profilo. No, it's not. No,
or
no.
A Greek dance.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a massive dose of hyaluronic acid, which again is like basically giving your skin 20 litres of water to drink. Obviously, please don't try that at home because you'd flood yourself. But you get the idea. Yeah. It actually just, you know, refreshes your skin.
Elasticates.
Literally. Yeah, it does. It elasticates. Yeah, it just firms, tightens and makes you look 10, 15 years younger. Right. Or like you've been on holiday for 6 months.
Right.
Cool. We need that.
Yeah, makes you look fresh-faced.
So you're big on Instagram, aren't you, rather than the Twitter? I know I forced you to reactivate
you did, yes,
your Twitter.
Yes, you did. I have so reactivated it slightly.
You can find you on the Instagram.
Yes, you can also find me on Twitter as well, but Facebook and Instagram seem to be the two main points for my business. Although I might have to change that, Jules, and just see how we go. Yes, I will.
We'll carry on nagging you.
Yes.
Well, what you do, which I assume has a lot of pictures of before and after and stuff
like that. Oh, 100%,
yes. Instagram and Facebook are quite good for that.
Yeah, I don't use filters on my pictures either. Yeah, they're real raw pictures as is. They're done.
Whereas Twitter is much better for just customer engagement, you know. If you were just purely selling the service, then Twitter's a great place
to
do
that. Again, I mean, I always put pictures on my Twitter
post. You do, but it's not quite the same, is it?
No.
You know, because the reason it's not quite the same is when you put it on Instagram or Facebook, it stays there for a period of time. When you put it on Twitter, it lasts about 8 seconds before it's disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the timeline moves.
Yeah.
That's a Beatles
song. But for us, Eleanor Rigby was my favourite.
Yeah.
But for us, Twitter works really, really well for radio. And it, like, you know, on Instagram, I can't put a radio link on.
No,
for
you
example,
can't.
You can't put links, no.
Which really annoys me.
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason why I don't really use Twitter, because you can't put the links. You can't actually get the photo. Well, I can't ever get the photos up. And I'm more visual.
I'll do it for like you. That. I always put photos
it
on everything.
It always comes up with a link and I think, I don't want to see it. I don't want to click on the link to see it. I want to see it.
All you do is you close that and add your own link, own photo.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll give you a little lesson.
We'll give you a little lesson.
I need to be taught.
Yeah, we'll swap it for a bit of neck swinging.
Yeah. I'll do you a neck treatment. Teach me on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll lie there.
Jana, fascinating insight into all these treatments. If people want to find out more about what you do or book an appointment, whatever, what's the best thing to do? How do they get in contact with you?
Go to my website or direct message me.
Okay.
Either on,
give us a shout out for your website.
www.goddess-aesthetics.co.uk.
Fantastic. There is a link to the website on the Business Bunker Radio website. That will stay there forever. So if you didn't write that down, just come to the radio website and you'll find it there under today's show. Joanna, thank you so much for that. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom shortly. But for a moment, Joanna Birch-Jones, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Tracy Ferguson at Tasey64 says, lovely values to have, Joanna. Part of my business values too. She says results based, not cost based. And so, yeah, she gives you a little tree.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tree symbol.
But it is all about results at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I've had a tweet from, sorry, are you going to read something?
No, I was going to say happy customers. They'll come back to you. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is.
Best business events. A very big thank you to our Best Women in Business Award sponsor, Brett's Business Recovery. Come on, ladies, get in your application now. Maidstone, Asher, Tunbridge Wells, or Canterbury Awards. You could be a winner. It's free to enter, quick and simple. Businessawardskent.co.uk.
And Tracy was very excited to hear about our bantering before about food and marmalade.
Yeah.
And she says, I love homemade marmalade with really good meaty sausages. Delicious. So there you are. I'm not the only one.
Hold on. Marmalade with what?
Really good meaty sausages.
marmalade and sausages.
Yeah, it does really go. It does really go.
That's like putting a chutney then with a sausage.
I suppose it is a little bit chutney-ish, isn't it? Yeah.
You see, it's the orange, it's the tartness. If you had a good marmalade tart, your marmalade, that goes
really
well.
Got to be brown sauce.
Yeah.
Brown sauce. Yes, yeah. Mark, I'm with you on that.
Absolutely.
I love a brown sauce. Can I just read out Tracy?
Not with marmalade, though.
No, not the two together. But actually, marmalade and cheese goes really well. A good cheddar with a little slither.
Yeah, but again, it's like chutney, isn't it? Because it's just a fruit-based enhancer of everything.
Tracy Ferguson is the owner of Plucky's World, and you can find her on pluckysworld.com. She's a Princess Trust and a mentor, so she's a Princess Trust mentor, I believe, and also she'll help you with your personal growth, which we all need.
Absolutely.
Now more than ever.
Paragon drones, we fly every day in the air or in confined spaces. We never stop. Welcome back, Jules.
Oh, I know, they're lovely, aren't they? They're very good. I asked them if they were droning today, and they said they were.
Yeah, I saw.
And the lovely Martin Reeves has trotted up to his loft, and he says, bit late, but I'm tuning in now. And Martin Reeves is the founder of Collector's Buddy, and he his little hashtags, I'll read them out, they're hidden disabilities, mental health, and he's seeking a salary to get off his disability. And he wants to fundraise for charities selling TV, film, toys and props. And I told him I've got a Yogi Bear at home from the 60s that I need to dig out.
What he does is he buys up collectibles, toys and props and stuff like that from eBay, Gumtree and places where he sees them. And on sells them and the profit goes to charity. Mm. Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's lovely.
But obviously he needs some income to be able to kickstart the whole thing, because he hasn't got enough money to buy a lot of the stuff he sees.
And he's got, at the moment, he's got a Lego space boards, which he's selling, £7, and they're selling for £15 each on eBay.
Yeah.
So £60 of which... of which 100% would be going to charity if Collector's Buddy was funded.
Yeah. Why can't people send in donations then for him to sell?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm going to dig out my Yogi Bear. Yeah. But my Yogi Bear got mauled by one of our dogs at one stage, but it might have a bit of stuffing missing.
The lovely Helen at View IT Training says she's listening in.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. Kim Stevens, Caring Kent. Hello, Business Bunker. I'd love a shout out today to wish everybody a happy Easter. Have a really good day.
Did you read
Thank you, Kim.
Did you read out the Recovery Well?
No.
So Recovery Well is 1 year old today, and they are...
That's a lovely cider, isn't it, over in Thanet. Yeah.
Thanet, that's right. It's a nature-focused well-being company. It's, it'll be, have a good synergy with your company. Joanna, a nature-focused well-being company based in Kent, UK, offering holistic therapies and natural products to make you feel healthier and feel amazing. And they're in Ramsgate. Hmm. So you can follow her. She's lovely.
Oh, that's lovely.
At Recovery Well.
We've got the Tenterton Inn Tribe.
Who are they?
I don't know. They said, how about a shout-out today for someone suffering from the current corruptocracy?
Mm.
I don't think he's happy. It's Terry, that is.
Is that Terry Thorpe?
Yeah, he's not happy with it.
Well, he's been quite quiet with his greyhound lately.
Yeah.
KCK9.
And DJ East, which is Terry's company. Hi, Jules. How about a shout-out for a business still being challenged by excessive fees from regulators? He's not happy. His FCA fees, the Financial Conduct Authority fees, have gone through the roof. They've gone up 300% for no apparent reason. To an extortionate amount of money, and I don't blame him, it's ridiculous.
And also he was having problems with car parts, wasn't he, getting cars to sell as well, with his car thing.
Oh yeah. Everybody has, there's been a shortage of chips.
Well, I notice I'm eating a lot of ginger root at the moment, and I'm a bit miffed because I notice it's all grown in China.
What is?
Ginger root.
Is it?
Yeah, and I've got, you know, I don't want to buy things from China. Even my toilet was from China, my new toilet.
It's a long way to go for a toilet.
No. Casey Kanan has popped up, and he's admiring the lovely Darcy, who I was giving an apple to this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Who else have we got? Oh, yeah, I've just found that. Tenterton Tribe, you've read, haven't you?
Yeah. You know, Martin's been on. Martin Reeves, the Collector's Buddy. He said he's a bit late tuning in, but he's tuning in now.
Yeah, I noticed that. I said he's in the loft.
Oh, right.
That's all my... people, I can't look at that one. So Britain's oldest brewer, which is the Shepherd Neame, which I've imbibed many a pint, has rebounded into profit after 2 years of being hit by the odd venison haunch, you know. Yeah. After 2 years of being hit hard by enforced closures due to the pandemic, but the Faversham business is warned, has warned current economic uncertainties and inflationary pressures are likely to hit its margins in the months ahead. I'm sure after the news we'll be talking to Mark about margins and profit and all that, won't we?
I'm sure we will.
Yeah,
I'm sure we will. And that's kind of appropriate, really, because we are just about to join the Channel Radio newsroom. Mm. When we come back, we will be talking to Mark Telford of Telford's Accountants. We will hear some more nonsense from Jules, and I'm sure Joanna will have some things to say to pipe in. So do join us.